What's going on, everybody? Welcome in to American Football Network. Appreciate all of you guys tuning in. Today, we're bringing you a mock draft today, and it's the 2024 Carolina Panthers mock. But before we get started, make sure you guys check out our YouTube channel as our new YouTube channel that we joined over on the Podcast Boys Network. We're going to start having videos up on there, so make sure you guys go check that video or that channel out for sure. I'll leave the channel in the description. Also, we got some big news. We are now sponsored by Amazon. So go ahead and check out our good friends over at Amazon in the description below. You can use the link at the top of the description to go check them out over there. They got all your shopping needs. But let's go ahead and jump into today's video. Again, real quick, help us hit that goal of 1250 by the end of February. We're making a lot of progress here. But let's jump into the Panthers. The Panthers, man, they're in a bad spot. They're in a rough spot. They trade away their best offensive player last year to get the first pick to move up in the draft and try and go get a quarterback. Well, quarterback for them didn't really work out too well this year in Bryce Young. They lose their first rounder this year, so they don't have that. So this is the team that was the worst team in the NFL, and they don't have a first-round pick. So, we pick first, pick number 33. Good news for the Panthers is that defense is pretty solid, and they got Kanal in, as I would expect him to be. They bring him in just to see if he can fix Bryce Young. I think that's his number one job, is see if he can fix Bryce Young and get him going. And we are up with pick number 33, not doing any trades in this mock draft. And we got a steal right here. This is really going to help Carolina out. A.D. Mitchell off the bat, wide receiver from Texas. What a great pickup that would be for them to get him and start right there. As I love where this draft is going already, as we're going to pick up Cooper Bebe at pick 65. But with A.D. Mitchell, you know, this is a guy who's just very explosive down the field. He's a big body. I think he's like 6'4", good 50-50 ball guy. I think he could go in the first round if the Panthers can get him at 33, kind of like what the Bengals did with T. Higgins a few years ago. That would be huge to do that as the Carolina Panthers. Next up, we took Cooper Bebe. Good pickup. They're going to really be a great guard for you, and that's where the Panthers need a lot of help at for sure. Going to be a big pickup for them if they end up picking him. I love that pickup, and I think that could really be huge for them. Now pick number 101. Trying to decide who I want to go here. So I get the Dorlus is the highest rated one, but I like Braden Fisk better. I think Fisk is a very good defensive lineman. I think he's going to help Carolina be able to really stop the run game for a lot of teams by adding him into the mix. I think that he's a very good defensive lineman run stuffer. He can get after the passer a little bit. And the biggest thing with him is he's just like a brick wall down there in the middle. You know, it's hard to move him out of the way. But again, we're just going to run through all these picks. We're going to pick our guys, and then we're going to recap and talk a little bit more about them as the simulator tends to go a little bit fast. Can't really get a whole lot said with them. So with 140, I'm going Solomon. Muhammad Kamara wouldn't have been a bad pick there either, but love Javon Solomon from Troy. Again, we'll get to more of them. We'll get more in depth with these guys once we reach the end of the draft. And so now we got 165. We're going to go with another wide receiver here. We're going Jacob Cowing. I think he is just a great, great pickup and value to be able to get at this point in the draft in the fifth round. Just a huge fan of him. I think that he's a very good wide receiver. I think he's going to turn out to be pretty solid for Carolina. So here with 179, I know they got him rated down here all the way at 281. I think he should be higher than that. I think he's a guy who can go around this time. I'm going with Trey Knox, the tight end from South Carolina. I like him a lot. And, you know, I think that you know, Carolina Panthers tend to pick somebody from around this area every draft or every once in a while. Get a hold of somebody that's from the area. And I feel like Knox is a guy that would just – he just seems like a good fit in Carolina. So now looking back on who we drafted, just so we can talk a little bit more about these guys. At number 33, we went with A.D. Mitchell, the wide receiver from Texas. Again, he's like 6'4". He's a big body receiver. He's explosive. He's got elite route running, great footwork, great catch point awareness. I mean, the dude can go up and get anything. In college, it you know, he turned 50-50 balls in the 90-10 balls. And he's just got elite breakaway speed as well. And he's going to show all that stuff at the combine, impressive vertical, all that stuff. He's a guy who I think probably goes first round. So if the Panthers can somehow find a way for him to slide back to 33, that would be huge for them. That would be absolutely huge for them. And I think that that is a step in the right direction to rebuilding this offense back. At number 65, got Cooper Bebe, the guard from Kansas State. Again, I think this is an excellent pick for the Carolina Panthers. I think this is a position of need for them here at guard. I think that it is a position that, you know, that they should definitely go after and look at. I think that when you look at this Carolina team, not a lot of these positions are positions you're going to pass up. So, yeah, a guard may not be the best spot to go after, but he was definitely 100% the best player on the board in at pick 65, and you go with him. He's, you know, he's going to improve your offensive line for sure, help give you more of a stable line for Bryce Young. At 101, I went with Braden Fisk, the D lineman from Florida State. Again, this guy's just a brick wall up front, hard to get through, hard to move off the ball and off the line of scrimmage. I mean, he's just a guy, you know, for the opposing team to move. You're not gonna open up a huge gap if this guy's the one you're having to move to do it. And you know, he's good at getting his hand in there and punching some balls out, and a good tackler for his position, a guy who can really get after the passer a little bit up the middle. We saw that sometimes. That's not usually a position, you know, that you see guys get after the passer, but he was able to a few times. And you love to see that out of a position, love to see that kind of production out of a position where you don't necessarily expect it. But, yeah, Braden Fisk, a solid player, would be very good here, very good pickup here for this Carolina team to pair with Derrick Brown up front. Then you look, pick number 140, I took Javon Solomon, edge rusher from Troy. I think the dude should go higher than that. I just don't know if he will, but – whoever picks up Solomon is going to have just an elite edge rusher in a year or two. He's going to need some about a year to develop, so he won't really help Carolina a ton this year. I still think he's going to come in and have some good production, but they're really going to find the value in that pick, not this coming year, but in his second year, and he's just going to explode, and just he's going to go off in the NFL. He's going to be a very good edge rusher if he can stay healthy. You know, and I see a long NFL career for him. I love Solomon. I think he's one of my favorite later round, like day three type guys. And I think he could eventually work his way up to being, you know, a top 15 pass rusher in the league, something like that. Like, dude's got some talent. And if he gets developed right, he's going to be just a monster at the pro level. Then at 165, I went with Jacob Cowing, the wide receiver from Arizona. He's a guy who, you know, really emerged for the Wildcats this past year in a lot of ways. And he's a guy who's just, you know, very fast, good route runner, good hands, a very reliable target, and a guy who's a great talent pickup at this point in the draft. I think that in the NFL, he can be a solid number two receiver, you know, something like that. And to get your number two receiver at pick 165, that's incredible, especially when you got A.D. Mitchell in the second round and you have Thielen, like you've got some guys, you know, that you can really do some damage with and give Bryce Young somewhat reasonable targets. And then at 179, I took Trey Knox, the tight end. Hayden Hurst, former South Carolina tight end as well. He's getting a little bit older, so I have him being replaced by Trey Knox. I think Knox is a, you know, he's not as good in terms of blocking for the run game or even the pass game, but he's kind of like the new age tight end, the guy who can get out off the line of scrimmage and go make some plays down the field, make some catches, and do something with it. And so I think Trey Knox is a solid talent. I like the guy. I think he's going to be a good player. And to get him at 179, a guy who I think can come in and get some solid reps for you year one, I think is a great pickup here. Again, for a young, struggling Carolina team that just needs good talent. But yeah, so that wraps up today's video. Again, make sure you guys subscribe. Help me hit that goal of 1,250 subs by the end of February. Also, make sure you guys go subscribe to the Podcast Boys Network YouTube channel as well. Their link is in the description and on my channel page. Also, again, check out our sponsors, Amazon. You can use the link in the description. We appreciate all of you guys watching, and we will see you next time.